This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vidar Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant for ITV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for another Audio Described Theatre Review. Hello and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vidar.
As always, great to be talking with you, Toby. Hi.
This week we have a new production of Shakespeare's Othello, directed by Tim Carroll at the Royal Shakespeare Company in Stratford-upon-Avon. Some people have been saying that this is a very sculptural, serious and intelligent production of Othello. And I wondered, Vidar, whether you might agree with that statement.
I think I would, and it's a little while since I last saw Othello done. I think I saw it at the Globe last time, and I'd sort of remembered the broad thrust of the storyline, but it was good to be reminded of that as well as just enjoy the production for its dramatic effects and things. And in a way, and this isn't a criticism of the production in any way, there's quite a long build-up without giving too much away for anyone who hasn't seen the play or doesn't know it, until the famous handkerchief makes an appearance. And that's really when the action starts getting really underway and things start unraveling and going wrong rather tragically in the end. And I hope that doesn't spoil things for people. But once that happened, it was absolutely engaging, very powerful performances from everybody in the cast, and a really absorbing matinee, in my case, when we went to see it of theatre.
And it was very interesting because I believe Judith Bowden's costumes had a bit of a sort of sombre feel to them, and her set was pretty bare, with an interesting way that the back wall of the set sort of splits to show different locations, and a very creative way using what I think must be panels of very tight thread, and depending on how they were lit by Paulie Constable, they could either be transparent or they could be solid with characters walking through them. And I wondered, through the description, did you get that sort of sombre feel of the costumes and the way those panels were used, I think at times, to maybe contain some of the characters?
Absolutely, and not only during the actual performance when that was described and in the pre-show notes, but during the touch tour as well, we saw close up very much the set, the fairly, I suppose you might describe it as a stylized or a minimalist set. And the costumes, you know, literally got a feel for those, which I think really helped, certainly in my case, to get a context for what was going to be happening on stage. The other thing that's worth highlighting, amongst many things, actually, Toby, and this is something we don't necessarily talk about that much, is that as part of the touch tour, as always, the RSC arranged for a number of the cast to come and chat with VIPs and their companions, which is always great because you learn about their characters and how the run's going and all of the things like that. But we also heard from the person who was behind all the music in the production. And he talked about how he'd created a particular sort of wooden board with different holes in it, which gave different sounds. And that was very effective during the production and actually meant even more having heard him talk about it during the touch tour. And that was something that was very different and an interesting and certainly informative departure in terms of our information on the touch tour itself.
And it was interesting to read that both Juliet Rylance, who was playing Desdemona, and also John Douglas Thompson as Othello, they played the same roles in New York back in 2009. And I wondered how much, with them now playing the same roles again 15 years later, whether that influenced Tim Carroll's direction or maybe the look and feel of his production.
Could well have done, and it was interesting that they were playing those roles once again, some, as you say, 15 years after having done so in the first instance. And all the key characters, particularly in the second half, when, as I say, the storyline really takes on a dramatic twist and things start to unravel without, again, trying to give too much away, it was, I think I used the word already in our chat today, powerful, but it was more than that. It was poignant. It was absorbing is another word. Compelling is probably a good word to describe it as well, because I felt that in the auditorium you could hear a pin drop during most of the second half because people were so engaged with what was happening on stage and the tragic dimension of the play's action, really. So that's a huge credit to the cast. And also, of course, since we're talking about audio description, great credit to our audio describers who were Julia Grundy and Annette Stockin on this occasion. And they did their utmost, as they always do, to make sure that we didn't miss anything of virtual dimension as part of the show.
Well, for more about access at the Royal Shakespeare Company and, of course, details of audio described performances of their productions, do visit rsc.org.uk/your-visit/access. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Aladdin.
Very different type of production to share with you and listeners next time, Toby. And yes, exactly, looking at Aladdin. So hopefully that will be something a little bit different when we speak in a week or so's time.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Vidar, for sharing your audio described review of the Royal Shakespeare Company's production of Othello at Stratford-upon-Avon with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again, Toby.